The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. We've got musical theater on the show today. Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim is the first production of the 2011 season by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. We've got the managing director and two of the cast members with us to chat about the show, and we'll be hearing some excerpts from a couple of different productions over the years. And also we'll be hearing a couple more in our series this week during our Spring Pledge Drive of highlights of live performances that have taken place on Live and Local, live in our studio over the last couple of years, including by the classical Indian group called Rhythm and Rag, and then the Tango Nuevo Bossa Nova group that's called Bossa Nuevo, based here in Champaign-Urbana. We'll be hearing both of them on the show today. Hope you'll stay tuned. Meanwhile, make your calls now to support the show and to support Illinois Public Media, 217-244-0025. That's 217-244-0025, as the Car Talk guys would probably have it. We're going to have right now a track from a disc called Wherever You Go by a group that was here on our show when they were performing here locally, called Sweet Wednesday, and in fact this is the title track.
By your kiss, overthrown by your beauty, babe. When Jed came in for the hostile takeover, yeah, he came in so violently on his Trojan horse. I think it was around the same time that we used our last pack. Now I sit here amidst a rubble of empty beer cans and pizza boxes, but I'm rebuilding Rome in a day. I think about you in my sleep. My head grows heavy and my knees get weak. Wherever you go, I will be with you. You finally left that shed. You got a one-room apartment with weeds in the lawn. Yeah, we used to talk about having babies together. A girl named Jasmine, a boy named Leo or Zach. Yeah, Jasmine was gonna be an astrophysicist, and Leo a writer of songs. Yeah, we look on so proud on graduation day, babe, as Jasmine gave the valedictorian address. Your ghost comes back at 3 past noon. You might have left this place too soon. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Always. Wherever you go, I will be with you. Oh, in your memory. I'm tied tight with the rats in my practice space, where I practice all I do and say. And I relive my past, I relive my dreams. It's the place, you all know the place, where we all get a little better or a little worse each day. They're sleepy, keeps me up all night with his snoring. And grumpy cheers me up when I get real angry. Sister Heartache looks at me with her halo smile. She says it's only a matter of time. Grumpy says, hey man, get over it. She's a real pain in the ass, and you could do much better. Sister Heartache cries, may never find love as good as this one. Man, there's not even a reason to try. I think about you all the time. I try to come up with words that rhyme. Wherever you go, I will be with you.
Called Sweet Wednesday. They're a duo sometimes, as you heard in that recording, backed up by a small band, and the disc and the song were both called Wherever You Go, their own composition here on Live and Local, and they were live in our studio when they were appearing in downtown Champaign some weeks ago. So I thought I'd just, since this week we're spending a certain amount of time highlighting past live performers on Live and Local, thought I'd throw that in there. We do have two others that were live in our studio. We'll hear the performances as they occurred here at Illinois Public Media on Live and Local by Rhythm and Rog, which is a locally based group or collective, really, of classical Indian musicians. And then we'll be hearing from the group Bossa Nuevo, which is also based in Champaign-Urbana. They've been on our show a number of times. It is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and coming up, we'll also be having a conversation with some folks involved in Champaign-Urbana Theater Company's production of Into the Woods, which launches their new season next week. But first, we have our little bit of business to take care of. In fact, we hope we'll be taking care of a lot of business today as we're at the midpoint of our pledge drive, or at least it's the midpoint of the weekday part of our spring pledge period. And that means that we need to encourage your support of Illinois Public Media, classical music, and much more, as you hear on this show, on our airwaves. You can phone us at 217-244-0025 to make your contribution, or go online at willpledge.org. In the studio with me is Les Schulte, who is our corporate support director for Illinois Public Media, a veteran of this institution.
Well, if you mean I've been around a long time, that would be correct, yes.
And, in more ways than one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, that's right. Thanks, Kevin. And it is the midpoint, and we have a goal of 1,000 pledges by the end of the week that we're hoping to achieve, and it's doable. We've had a great morning so far. We've had 67 phone calls in this morning, Kevin, towards that goal. If we could just get 33 more calls, that would round that out to 100 calls today, and that would be a terrific showing of support for the station and for the programs that you use and that you enjoy here on WILL, especially if you value local arts programming in our community. Things like the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, like the Prairie Ensemble, like the CU Symphony. If you find these programs valuable in the community and you find a program like Live and Local, which highlights these shows, lets you know what's going on in the community around our area, then pick up the phone, take 2 minutes, maybe three at tops, and call 217-244-0025 and make your pledge of support. And whether that's $40 a year or $52, just a dollar a week investment, or $120, a $10 a month investment, it all goes to making great programs possible on your local public radio station, WILL. And it keeps local programs like Live and Local right here, letting you know what's going on in the performing arts community. Call 217-244-0025. Do it right now. And thanks.
And this is a program that serves a number of constituencies, I guess, certainly our listeners, to let you know about these things that are going on. And it certainly also serves the many groups that depend on media outlets and as many means as possible to advertise their programs, to make sure that you know about them and that, of course, they can survive in what has become rather testy economic times for the arts, as well as for public media. Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, I know, has had their share of struggles, as all of us have right now. And but nonetheless, support by listeners, by viewers, by attendees at their performances are what has allowed them to announce this new season that they're about to launch with this program called, this musical called Into the Woods, which is certainly one of Stephen Sondheim's many classics. And it's one that they're revisiting in what I guess is your 20th season after all this time. So we'll be hearing some highlights from that show, starting in a matter of seconds, really. And during those few seconds, I hope you'll make your phone call to 217-244-0025, 217-244-0025. And we'll hear a bit about this song from the person who will be singing it in the CUTC production after we give it a go here. It'll probably be somewhat self-explanatory or not.
Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl. And hello.
Well, that was from Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim, and somehow or another I have missed this show. I missed it the first time the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company performed it, but they're bringing it back on their 20th anniversary season starting next week. It opens on the 21st and continues through the 30th through the 30th. Got to uncover all these pieces of paper here. And that was Mike Galloway, who is the managing director for the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. And also we have with us the person who will sing that song, the creepy wolf himself, Jeff Greider. And this was sung, by the way, from the original Broadway cast, Robert Westenberg, along with, as Red Riding Hood, Danielle Furland, hoping I'm saying her name right. Hello, Little Girl, and also John Deal, who we'll be hearing in a little bit from another excerpt. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks. You're welcome.
So, Mike, two questions for you first. Why Into the Woods during this second 20th anniversary season? And what is the gist of this show? It's kind of creepy.
Well, first of all, our 20th season, we wanted to do productions that, you know, we've done in the past, and we had a lot to choose from, and we picked Into the Woods. West Side Story is our student production, and The Music Man is our summer show. Actually, I think we talked about, I don't know if we talked about it last time I was here or not, but Hello Dolly was supposed to be our opening production, and Into the Woods was going to be our fall, but some things happened and scheduling changes and powers that be, it just kind of things happened, and so we moved into the woods into our spring production. And it is a tad creepy. And for the synopsis of this wonderful production, I'm going to pass it off to Mr. Jeff Grider, who can tell you about the show.
Oh, absolutely.
You're welcome, Jeff.
I think the best way to describe this show, Mike, this is a term that you use, it's a fractured fairy tale. It's so many fables and stories that we learned or heard as youths, really all being told at the same time. You know, Cinderella, Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood. What I now know is actually the three little pigs. Before, I was always told that it was four little pigs. You know, we had the one with straws, sticks, stone, and then one with aluminum siding and a sunroof. But I think my parents were lying to me all these years. Anyway, so my point being that
Are you serious about that, by the way?
Yeah, we're going to have a talk there. It's a learning experience because really, these stories are all being told. And the first act is about what it would be like if these stories were told together. And typically, each one of these fairy tales end with what phrase? Happily ever after.
And Act One is a wonderful show.
Act One is really makes you feel good.
And then Act Two?
Well, that's when we start to see what does happily ever after actually look like. And I'm going to stick with it being a learning experience. It's really a fascinating show. High energy, lots of talent in the show. You're not going to be bored 1 second. That's one thing that can be guaranteed with this because there is so much going on with this show. Really, really a strong cast.
Is it possible to give away even one of the what happens in the so-called happily ever after? Just for example?
Well, I can give you an example. So for me, as Jack in the Beanstalk, which is a story that's fairly well known, so at the end of the regular story, the happily ever after is he comes down the beanstalk, chops it off, and then the giant comes down and he dies and the family is rich and lives happily ever after. So then what the second act explores is you met that giant's wife. And so what happens to her? So she comes down... she comes down to where the people live and says, hello, you just killed my husband. What are we going to do about this? And that kind of causes a lot of problems.
The guts mm-hmm. all over.
Yeah. So in other words, these fractured fairy tales or the original versions of the fairy tales just don't take the other actors into consideration.
Yeah.
You know, we think that, okay, the wolf dies, so that's a good thing, is it? Or... The giant is bad, so he dies, so that's a good thing, is it?
It's one of the questions that is posed to Little Red Riding Hood. You know, she says, well, you know, a wolf's different when they're talking about another individual in the story who happens to pass away. And the witch says, well, a wolf's different, huh? We'll tell that to a wolf's mother. And so it's taken the idea that actions have consequences, and you've got to live with those consequences. So it's an element of so many stories that sometimes gets... overlooked.
Man, Sondheim's deep.
Yeah. Sondheim definitely has a morbid streak, that's for sure.
A little bit.
There were so many that, even just in that one song that we heard, elements that reminded me so much of Sweeney Todd, which is, there's a real uplifting story for you.
Yeah.
But also a fabulous musical creation. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another song from Into the Woods, and this does involve Jack of Jack and the Beanstalk fame, who's going to be played in the Champaign-Urbana Theatre Company's production by John Deal. In the case of the original London cast, who do we have here? Well, here's Jack's mother. Where's Jack? Ah, Richard Dempsey. Y'all heard of Richard Dempsey?
No.
Yes?
I've heard the name.
Absolutely. I haven't, so there we go. Here's, what is this called? Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods of Stephen Sondheim. While you're listening to this, why not consider supporting Live and Local, the show here on FM 90.9 that's able to bring you folks from the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company to let you know about a show that you can go out and see and hear live in our community. Call us now at 217-244-0025, 244-0025, or pledge online at willpledge.org.
There are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible giants in the sky. When you weigh up high and you look below, there are giants in the sky. There are big, tall, terrible, awesome, scary, wonderful giants in the sky.
Giants in the Sky from Into the Woods by Stephen Sondheim, and that was from the original London cast. And Champaign-Urbana Theater Company is going to be presenting Into the Woods to open their 2011 season. The show starts next Thursday, the 21st, with evening performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30, a matinee on Sunday, the 24th, at 2:30, and then repeat all that for the following week, Thursday through Sunday. And for tickets, you can go to either their web address, which is cutc.org, and you can even see who's in the cast. You can see the other shows that are going to be in this new season. And or you can call for tickets at area 217-344-3884. The shows are going to be at Parkland College Theater in Champaign, which is a great place to see theater, by the way. Not a bad seat in the house, and it sounds and looks great. Before we hear some more music from Into the Woods and also a couple of live performances that were on Live and Local in the last couple of years since we've been doing the show, I want to go back to Les Schulte, our corporate support director here at Illinois Public Media, and see if we can get some phones ringing here on behalf of Live and Local and Illinois Public Media during this, our spring pledge period. Classic Mornings, Vic DiGeronimo's program, didn't quite make the goal of they had set for themselves of 20 pledges during the course of the program, but they did get 17, which is
very
really
good.
A very good response. And so how about a pledge for Live and Local? 217-244-0025.
Well, Kevin, we want to thank Myrna Golden from Champaign, who has made her pledge of support here during Live and Local. Thank you very much. And why don't you take a moment right now out of the program and make that call at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org and make your pledge of support. Join Myrna Golden and support a program that is unique to this area. On Live and Local, you hear voices of artists, poets, musicians, writers, and performers to be with us right here on the air to tell you about what's going on in the arts community here in Central Illinois. A unique program. And it's here because of your support. 40% of the budget, 40% of the money necessary to operate this station comes directly from you, the listeners of this station. And we think that's a pretty good business model. And if you agree, don't let this opportunity go by. Call right now, 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org. Let us know that Live and Local is an important program on your public radio station. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
In addition to support from our listeners, our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. And we like to hear that from the Meredith Foundation and from all of our listeners who do support us financially. We know that you're supporting musical arts in performance and presentation, especially on this program, Live and Local. Our next selection is one that apparently is a favorite of the fellow here, John Deal, who plays Jack of Jack and the Beanstalk fame. And this comes from later in the show, you know, in the second act when we explore things that weren't what we thought they were when we were kids, right?
Yeah, things get a little hairy. And in song, it's basically things are getting out of control and no one quite wants to take the blame for it. So they're putting it on everyone else.
And this is not only involving Jack and the Beanstalk, but it's got several other characters as well.
Yeah, it's got Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, and the Baker, which is the Baker and the Baker's Wife are a new story that kind of tie all the rest of them together that Sondheim and James Plain invented, and also the witch is there too.
And this is Witch. There are so many witches in various
well,
stories.
She kind of plays a lot of witches I guess mostly there's, you know, the story of Rapunzel and Rapunzel's mother. So she's that witch. She's also the witch with the baker and the baker's wife, and kind of a lot of them all rolled in together.
Hansel and Gretel too, I think.
Yeah, Hansel and Gretel. And
so the generic fairy tale witch,
played
by April Blacker in the show from Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. Once again, we're going to hear the original Broadway cast, and this is called Your Fault from Into the Woods of Stephen Sondheim.
It's because of you the there's a giant in our midst, and my wife is dead.
But it isn't my fault. I was given those beans. You persuaded me to trade away my cow for beans, and without those beans, there'd have been no stalk to get up to the giants in the first place.
Wait a minute, magic beans for a cow so old that you have...
Give me claws and a hunch, just away from this bunch, and the gloom, and the doom, and the boom.
Bernadette Peters is in the role of the witch from the original Broadway cast of Into the Woods. Music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim. You can hear, you can go see that complete show being given by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company starting next Thursday, the 21st of April, and it runs through the 30th at Parkland College Theater. And here on Live and Local today, we have two of the stars, so to speak. And there's, I mean, everybody's kind of a star in this show. There's so many different characters, every one of which you've heard of, but you haven't necessarily quite heard what really happens to them once we get to Act Two. Jeff Greider plays the wolf and...
And Prince Charming. In a bit of satire, traditionally, these two roles are cast to be filled by the same person. So in Act One, I get to play the wolf, and in Act Two, I get to play, well, a wolf in disguise. I think that's the angle that Sondheim is really trying to take here with this. And that has its own comedic facilitation that's pretty nice. It creates some fun moments, but also at the same time has a few lessons that are wrapped into that as well.
So you're saying that Prince Charming wasn't necessarily quite so charming?
Well, you know, what does Happily Ever After look like for Prince Charming?
You're not going to tell us.
I'm not going to tell you. You're going to have to come see it.
You have to go see the show. And John Deal in the role of Jack. Are you doubly cast in this thing?
No, Jack. Jack is pretty constant through. I mean, not like I'm there all the time. No, I'm just. But I'll say he stays alive, so I only get to play one character. Whereas the wolf. May not bite it, so gets to come back as someone else.
So we do know that Jack doesn't die. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I'm around for quite a long time.
Oh, so all right. See, I was hoping for some little grain of positive feeling.
Well,
to go into the show with.
I'll bow at the end of the show. How about that?
Great. Okay, then. If you want to go out for an uplifting evening of musical theater, but it really does. I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, and but things happen. So that's life too. Mm-hmm. And it's the 20th anniversary season of the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company. Go out and support them. Go support live theater, and you can do that by calling them at area 217-344-3884, or go online to see their season, and also to order tickets if you want, cutc.org. And thanks to Jeff and Mike Galloway, managing director for the company, and John Deal for coming in today. And let's go out with the finale, still from the original Broadway cast, The Witch and Company. It's labeled here. It's called Children Will Listen, and we'll let this sort of explain. This doesn't give away anything,
I don't think,
right?
It doesn't give away anything.
This is the moral of the story.
Yeah.
The moral of the story. All right. So we can know that going in.
That's right.
But to actually...
Without context.
See what happens. That's right. You won't really know. All right. Thanks very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Give us a call at 217-244-0025. Join the others who've supported Illinois Public Media during our spring pledge drive and be one of those who will take us over... take us to our goal of 1,000 listeners who support the station by the end of this week. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
The slotted spoon can catch the potato.
Every knot was once straight rope.
The harder to wait, the better to have.
The festival into the woods, into the woods, into the woods, and out of the woods. Happy ever after,
I wish.
The the finale from Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods. Children will listen. It's called with the Witch and Company from the original Broadway cast recording. And you can go out and see and hear it live at the Parkland College Theater, being put on by the Champaign-Urbana Theater Company, starting the 21st of April with evening performances on the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 29th, and 30th at 7:30, and then matinee performances on Sunday the 24th and Saturday the 30th at 2:30. For more information, cutc.org or phone 217-344-3884. Live and Local on FM 90.9 is supported in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, offering the refinement and poise of the Eben Quartet on Thursday, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. More information is at krannertcenter.com. I'm Kevin Kelly, host of Live and Local, and we've got a couple of live performances still to share with you this hour from previous editions of the show. They happened right in our Studio F, as often happens during the course of a week. Today, though, it's a part of our spring pledge period, and we want to be sure that we've got money in the bank to support Live and Local for the coming fiscal year, and we depend on you for that quite heavily. You can call right now with your financial contribution to 217-244-0025.
And we know that sometimes over your lunch hour you can be busy. Well, you're trying to eat lunch, and you're maybe running some errands while you're listening to Live and Local. But if you could, maybe just take about 3 minutes out of your lunch hour here and call 217-244-0025 and let us know that Live and Local is an important program for you on WILL. It's making those connections with the cultural arts in our community. If that's what the work is all about during Live and Local, it's fun. How many other places on the radio anymore, Kevin, are you going to hear live music? Not very many places. But we're happy we can bring those performances to you and let you know what's going on, what's coming up. Do I want to see that? Oh, never thought about that show coming up in our community. That'll be worth my attention. That's what Live and Local is all about. And we think that it's an important program on our radio station. And if you've been enjoying it, if you feel that same way, give us a call at 217-244-0025 or going online to willpledge.org and making a $40 contribution, maybe a $52 a year contribution. That's just a dollar a week investment for this show and all of the shows that you listen to on WILL. Maybe it's a dollar a day, a $365 a year contribution, or something in between. You decide. But make that decision right now and join the folks who have already calling in. We heard from Myrna Golden here on WILL during Live and Local. Let's see if we can get four more calls in before the top of the hour. We can do that in the next 15 minutes or online pledges or some combination of the two. 217-244-0025. Or online at willpledge.org.
And, of course, we're very grateful to Myrna, but Myrna is also the one that we thanked at the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. So we really would like to have other folks to thank, and I'd like to know that you're out there listening and that you appreciate the program enough to support it with your dollars. I hear from many, many, many people virtually every day who have enjoyed the show. They say, oh, I heard so-and-so on your program today and really enjoyed listening to them, or I learned specific things about the show on the program. So I know you're out there, and we just need your financial help.
And we want to thank Linda Herrera, who's just made a call and made a pledge of support. Thank you, Linda. So let's see if we can get three more calls in before the top of the hour here in the next 10 minutes or so while you're listening to the program and enjoying the performances Kevin has queued up and ready to go. So 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
Back in October of 2009, which was in the first year that we were broadcasting Live and Local, we had the first of a few appearances by an organization based at the University of Illinois called Rhythm and Rog. They're dedicated to bringing classical Indian music. I think classical is the right term. That's one of the things that we certainly discussed on the show, and I know that I learned a lot during the course of listening to these folks live, and I think other listeners did too. This is a live performance. This is the performance they gave during that program, and we're going to hear vocalist Nirmalia Roy with a sitar player, Indrajit Banerjee, and tabla player, who's the drummer, Subroto Bhattacharya, here on Live and Local from 2009.
Sa
It was a live performance that happened on in our studio at Live and Local at Illinois Public Media back in October of 2009, put on by teachers from the Rhythm and Rag Institute for Indian Performing Arts based at the University of Illinois, tabla player Subrata Bhattacharya with sitarist Indrajit Banerjee and vocalist Nirmalia Roy. And this is Live and Local on FM 90.9. I've got one more live performance to share with you in a few minutes from the local group called Bossa Nuevo. But first, I want to share with you some of the other performances that are going on this week in our listening area. Tonight, the University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra is giving a concert at 7:30 at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana continues its performances of the musical The Light in the Piazza tonight through the weekend, 8 o'clock each evening. Champaign Central High School begins its performances of Urinetown, the musical, starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Pianist Jim Brickman is at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. That is at 7:30. And it's the In Your Ear Big Band at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock. The Latin Jazz Project is at Cats on Merchant in Decatur tonight at 7 o'clock. Little Prince is being put on by Parkland College Theater starting on Thursday at 7:30, or continuing on Thursday at 7:30. Tomorrow evening in Bloomington at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, it's the Illinois Wesleyan University Civic Orchestra featuring Chicago Symphony trombonist Charles Vernon. That's at 8 o'clock tomorrow, and on tomorrow's show I'll be talking with the conductor of that concert, Steve Eggleston. So those are some of the performances going on in our listening area. We want to encourage you one last time on the show today to call with your pledges of support to make sure that we can continue Live and Local in the coming fiscal year. Call us at 217-244 0025 or pledge online at willpledge.org. I've been pleased to share the studio today with Les Schulte, our corporate support director.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been my pleasure, too. We want to thank Paula from Champaign and Karen from Champaign who made online pledges this hour. Thank you very much. Let's see if we can get a couple more in this hour. That would round us out at about five or six contributions for Live and Local today, and that would be a nice showing of support for today. So if you can just take a moment right now and call 217-244-0025 or going online at willpledge.org and making your contribution at whatever level fits comfortably into your budget, it would be greatly appreciated, and it lets us know that you use and appreciate a program like Live and Local on your public radio station. If it has become an important show for you, call right now at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org and make a pledge of support. Thanks very much.
And thanks, Les, for joining me on the program today. Support comes not only from our listeners, but also from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana. With wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer, wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 2 to 6 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. This is Illinois Public Media, WYNL-FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll go out with a live performance that happened in our studios on Live and Local back in December of 2009. Bossa Nuevo is the name of the group, combining the musical styles of Tango Nuevo from Argentina and Bossa Nova from Brazil. This tune is called Corcovado.
Nunca tinha um violão, esse amor romântico.